Thank you very much, and thanks to everyone that's been calling and emailing and availing themselves of our services and help and our formulas. It's been a spectacular time for all our team here, and we've made some wonderful friendships and associations, and the work that we're doing with you. It's a wonderful demonstration of God's power, how he can take something and turn it into something so gigantic. The topic that I'd like to talk about, you mentioned there are so many seniors that are on the call that are listening in, and I see that as well in my own clinic activities, that there's one quite insidious, fast-growing epidemic, not just here in America, but where it is most prevalent, but also now all around the world. And this epidemic is probably one of the most frightening of all, and that is Alzheimer's. A poll taken of seniors 60 plus was what was the most terrifying thing that they saw before the economic misfortune, calamities such as an earthquake or tornadoes. But no, it wasn't that at all. It was Alzheimer's and losing their mind and dementia. Of course, if we lose our minds, we have nothing. And this disease, Alzheimer's, you know, it's a very, very recent phenomenon. No less than 30 years ago, it just didn't exist. I'd never heard of it when I was growing up, even when I was at college and university. No one ever talked of it. And it came from, as if from nowhere, but it's caused by a calamity of the wrong diet, the wrong lifestyle, devotion to pharmaceutical drugs instead of natural compounds, and a terrible slavish devotion to two things, and that is eating dead pigs and eating too much sugar. America consumes more bacon and ham and spare ribs, cheeseburger, hamburgers, than any other nation on the planet. It's absolutely staggering when you do the numbers on it to find out just what is consumed. Sugar is absolutely terrifying. You know, when I was growing up as a child, the average amount of sugar that a human would take in was about 10 pounds a year. It's now, would you believe, 160 pounds of various sugars every year, 160 pounds, and it comes in just every conceivable way, not only from what we decide to do by adding all kinds of sugar to our food and to our drinks and to our alcohol, and then also using stupid artificial sugars, which are just as bad. What it does is sugar rots the brain. It's very simple, and that's what Alzheimer's is. It's a rotting of the brain. But you can change that. You can adjust your diet. You can adjust your lifestyle to make some decisions. And tonight I want to talk about some things that you probably didn't know that 160 pounds of sugar was inside you. That's why we have another epidemic, and that's diabetes. Diabetes shouldn't exist at all. It's a ridiculous disease. Exercise and diet will fix most of the cases of diabetes in our society. But, of course, a lot of people just don't want to make any changes. They don't want to change what they eat. They continually line up. When I go to the gymnasium early in the morning, you can't get into McDonald's. There's a lineup of cars all waiting for they get their to-go box of food that they'll be going, and it's full of sugar, dead pigs, dead cows, hamburgers, and chicken McNuggets and so on. They're not food at all. And what has happened is this continual devotion to this kind of not just junk food but death food has caused this terrible, terrible, debilitating disease of Alzheimer's. America, no one hogs down as many calories, fat, sugar, and nutritionless dumb food than we do. No one. Alzheimer's is basically an inflammation condition caused by oxidative stress inside the brain. And this is very similar, by the way, to the same things that cause coronary heart disease, which is, no, I know mere coincidence, our biggest killer. This attitude, this devotion to this kind of diet and lifestyle is what is killing us. We are the most obese nation in the entire world. You just have to walk around any city today or just go and sit and draw a chair in Walmart and watch the world pass by you. You'll see that 6 out of the 10 people that pass by you are either obese or massively on their way to getting there. And a lot of them are not just elderly people, they're young children who are now waddling by like a blimp or a balloon because they're following in the footsteps of their parents by eating this kind of way, with a slavish devotion to sugar and saturated fat. We're not supposed to consume this much saturated animal fat. You do need some, But we consume 40% of our calories come from saturated animal fat. It should be 10%. So we've got 30% overload. And the fats, by the way, should come from vegetable oils, not from an animal. The more dead pigs you eat, the more death you're putting into your body, and the faster you're going to be a candidate for many of these diseases that we talk about each couple of weeks with you. When a person walks into my clinic or talks to one of my people, the first thing we talk to them about is, what do you eat? What is your diet? Doctors don't talk to you that way because they don't want to take on the tough decisions of getting a person to change their lifestyle and then their habits. But until you get onto a healthy diet, one that limits the amount of meat, particularly pork, chicken, red meat, unless you limit the intake of that and go on to fruits, vegetables, salads, which we were designed and, by the way, created. That's how God created. This planet is the only one in the entire, not just this solar system, but the entire universe that is a super garden. This planet is the only one that has things called fruit trees and vegetables, grains, seeds, that provide us with all of the life-generating fuel that we require. That's how we were created. But what we've decided is, in this mad, industrialized nation attitude of processed food and putting in all kinds of colorants and what God knows what other chemicals, now we're genetically modifying the food anyway, so it's not even food that we're designed to consume. Is that this disaster is now completely out of control. Some years back in Europe, particularly in the United Kingdom, we had this thing called mad cow disease, where cows were going mad. Why? Because they were being fed the stupid food that I've just been describing to you. It was kind of like cannibalism for a cow. And it just rotted the brain. But now, and that's been picked up by people who are consuming milk, cheese, ice cream, butter, and the meat of a cow or a bull, that they were exhibiting the same disease. So people were all coming down when their brains were like looked like Swiss cheese when they were examined. There was a massive disaster. They had to kill something like 260,000 cows and burn them in great big funeral pyres across the country. You may remember it from some years back. But when you add that kind of dietary change to this attitude of what we do, we consume far too much food. It's estimated that we consume twice the calories we need. We eat for two people. We don't eat for one. People never stop eating. We have a fast food chain, or grease pit, I call it, open on every corner that we drive past. You should just get by on two meals a day, not four or five, the way things are going. It's been proven the less you eat, the longer you'll live. The less you eat, the longer you'll live. The healthier you'll be, and the higher your quality of life. You know, you couple that with a lack of exercise. I don't know anyone apart from our essential team who are all exercise fanatics, but I don't know most people. People just don't even walk anywhere anymore. They drive everywhere they possibly can. Even their children get driven like chauffeured despots right to school without getting a bike or walking like I did as a child. And how many people do you know that go to a gym or have a home gym? Playing golf in an electric cart does not count as exercise. And of course, you know, walking just for 20 minutes a day, which is what I ask any new patient to do, is a powerful preventative. The more you exercise, the more bulletproof you will be in mental decline as you age. So when you build these things up that I've been talking about in a list and you then come to the fact that America is the most overfed and undernourished country there exists. We eat far more than anyone else, but we eat far more food that's got no nutrition in it. We eat twice the protein we need and eight times the fat we need. But we're not getting the nutrients. We're eating empty calories, full of sugar. Sugar is just one of the most insidious damn poisons of all time. And the other one is a secret one, which a lot of you have probably heard the story of the dangers of sugar. You've tried to limit it by getting things like Splenda and so on, which are just as bad, and Diet Coke, which just is a joke. I've never seen a slim person drink Coca-Cola. Aspartame, which is the sweetener that's in there, is a highly, highly dangerous chemical. Guess what it's dangerous on? The brain. NutraSweet, or aspartame as its chemical name is known, is a main triggering cause of grand mal seizures, epilepsy, and attention deficit disorder. Throw it away. Don't drink it. You don't need it. But there's a secret poison, and that's aluminum. people with Alzheimer's disease have an extraordinary large amount of aluminum in their brain when they do an autopsy. Aluminum does exist in very tiny microgram amounts in our food through coming through the soil. Thus, it's in our body naturally in our blood. Unfortunately, our aluminum, which is mostly comes from cookware, pollutes the blood, so that in turn pollutes the brain. It forms a thing called alumic acid, so it just rots the brain away. You get aluminum from two sources, baking powder. So if you're cooking with baking powder, throw it away. And the other one is the secret one, an underarm deodorants. Goodness me, what's going on here? Well, all commercial deodorants use aluminum salts to buffer the smell that's coming out of your armpit so that you don't smell. So the aluminum, while it's being pushed every morning, twice a day probably, into your armpit, which is a direct link to your bloodstream, the aluminum flows straight into your bloodstream, which then ends up in your brain. You shouldn't eat or use anything with aluminum in it. And if you drink tons of beer all the time, what's it come in? An aluminum container. So you're drinking your brain away. If you're drinking Coca-Cola and Diet Pepsi, which has got the dangerous aspartame sweetener in it, you're getting it both ways. You're getting the aluminum and you're getting the aspartame. So it just gets into it, as you can tell from listening to me, this is just an absolute nightmare. And it's come from nowhere. As I said, 30 years ago, it didn't exist. I know that God will never get Alzheimer's. God built you and I to be in his image. He didn't design you to come down with this disease. You have a choice in life. Or you can do all the things that I keep preaching, or you can become just a lifeless, breathing vegetable in a nursing home that your loved one, so to speak, dump you there and leave you to waste away. Or you can become bulletproof from Alzheimer's and lots of other degenerative disease by following the advice that I propound here each time I get an opportunity to talk. But then I went and put my money where my mouth is, and I created a formula to beat this. You can't change your diet overnight, but you can adjust it. You can start cutting back on all the danger foods. But you can also get a formula that I call the Einstein pill. It's called Mind Power. It's dramatic anti-aging nutrition for your brain. I don't think there is a single natural means of promoting intelligence in the body, reversing the loss of memory, bringing back short-term memory capacity, helping people who study a lot, students who do a lot of volume thinking, than this formula. It is absolutely staggering. I'm treating a friend, a psychiatrist in Sydney, Australia. His daughter reached out to me, luckily through the Facebook miracle technology, and found me and said, "Dad can't even remember his own name." One of the most famous psychiatrists in the town. And he says, "Is there anything that you have that you could possibly put him on?" We put him on the liquid minerals, which you've all discovered, which conducts electricity through the brain, pretty important. I then put him on this formula, Mind Power, the Einstein pill, and another formula called Omega 369, because your brain needs fuel. And Omega 3, Omega 6, and Omega 9 is that fuel, and we have that as a formula. I put him on that plus the diet, God's diet, raw fruit, raw vegetables, lots of juices. I got him to exercise every morning, pumping weights as he marched along the beachfront in Sydney on Bondi Beach to get oxygen into his brain. This formula turned him around. Within 1 month, he was talking to people as normal. He was remembering dates, times, where to be. And each day, practically, his daughter says he's getting better and better and better. This formula, which I call the Einstein pill, but it's known from us as Mind Power, contains three gigantic blockbusters of brain anti-aging. Carnosine, probably one of the most greatest discoveries made by the Russians, that is capable to reverse aging in brain cells. What did I just say to you? You can reverse aging in brain cells with this compound, carnosine, which is one of the important ones that drives this formula. We then added a thing called DMAE, which is short for dimethylglutaminate. It's a naturally occurring element that super enhances the brain, the chemicals action inside the brain. It's crucial memory fuel, and it does it so, so quickly. It boosts alertness, learning capacity, and avoids you becoming a forgetful person, not being able to remember, as my friend, he couldn't remember his own name, and very, very powerful against attention deficit. The other third aspect that drives this formula is a thing called acetyl L-carnitine. It's high octane super fuel that drives the brain to a higher level. It's absolutely extraordinary in boosting short-term memory capacity, while showing the ability to reverse aging and Parkinson's disease as well. Quite amazing. The formula alone would be great just for those three things, but then I'll very quickly run through the other things that we crammed into it. It's literally a smorgasbord of brain anti-aging. Ginkgo biloba, a famous herb from Asia, which everyone calls the herb of the sages. It's got a mega B complex, B for brain. The brain needs lots of B vitamins. Magnesium, the tranquility mineral that brings the brain to a higher level of tranquility and thinking capacity. Schizandra, the famous Chinese herb that's wonderful to keep the brain young. Choline, a powerful brain nutrient, neurotransmitter. Brahmi, this is an herb from India that increases learning capacity and intelligence, particularly in children. Wonderful. Gotu Kola, natural brain energy fuel. N-acetyl tyrosine, what the brain turns to for instant energy. Taurine, another marvelous compound. It's an ultra-powerful neurotransmitter. That means the neurons in the brain can transmit more thought and more activity. We use Korean ginseng, which is a supreme mood and attitude herb. We then use our liquid minerals, the life transfusion, in a dry form to get more and more electric capacity into the brain. Periwinkle herb. Very, very interesting herb to add in here. It enhances memory quite dramatically, particularly in aging minds. And then L-glutamine, a rapidly improving improvement to brain aging and memory capacity very, very quickly. All of that, I mean, that's like seven or eight formulas all in one extraordinary pill, which is why we call it the Einstein pill. I urge all of you, because we all need a great brain. You're a bunch of very, very intelligent people. You've got a lot on your brain. The one thing you need is to treasure that, protect it, reverse the aging of it, and give the brain the fuel it requires to be able to return to the dynamic thinking capacity and memory ability that it had as when it was young. So please, you can read about this more on our website, askdrgarland.com, or you can call us on our toll-free number. Write this down, 877-975-9080. I'll repeat it, 877-975-9080. And for those countries outside America, you can call us on our international line, 720-536-0849. We look forward to hearing from you. It's a treasure to work with you all, and I want to see all of you telling me of the experiences that you have with this extraordinary formula. All the very best, and God be with you.